Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Currently, the trends in South Africa related to overweight and obese citizens are very concerning. And certainly, the number of people affected is on the rise. If we look at studies that have been done recently, the results show that obesity has increased dramatically in adults over the last 20 years. And in addition, the prevalence of obesity in children aged 6 to 14 years of age in South Africa is higher than the global average. So these figures on the whole, as I indicated, are indeed very concerning.
Looking at the figures, it's not looking good for women in South Africa. Around 15% of men within the 20 to 24 age group are facing obesity issues. This is a significantly lower percentage, Justine, when compared to women at around 60%. So what are some of the main reasons you think behind this?
The factors contributing to being overweight and obese are multifactorial. I can focus on three of the more significant drivers of obesity, which may seem quite obvious to some people. Those are dietary habit, a sedentary lifestyle, and if we look more at governmental level, that would be a lack of strong policies in key sectors of government. From a dietary perspective, we see more and more people consuming energy-dense foods and processed foods. And then a lack of physical activity, which we refer to as a sedentary life, could be individuals who have prolonged periods of immobility, whether this is voluntary or involuntary. It's got a negative effect on metabolism. The third factor, the lack of strong policies in key sectors of government, and these key sectors would be areas like health, agriculture, urban planning and environment, and obviously stronger policies are required to support healthier lifestyles in these areas.
So Justine, you've been talking about it, poor nutrition, the emergence of cheaper fast foods, high energy dense foods, a lack of exercise, just some of the key factors contributing to this rise. But in terms of measures that can be taken, and apart from the obvious dieting and gymming, what else can be done?
Looking at more regular meal times, increase access to nutritious foods, decrease screen time, this goes for both adults and children, and there's this addiction, I guess, to sugar, and one ends up craving more once you're eating it. So it's about moving away from those foods that are high in sugar and high in salt and looking at healthier alternatives.
Just to close the discussion, Justine, in terms of childhood obesity, parents and caregivers can play a major role. So what's your advice to them?
I would focus on two key factors, which would be increasing the availability of more nutritious foods that are sort of raw and natural, more time outside, creating more opportunities for children to partake in physical exercise, reducing that screen time, getting children to bed on time. And even the family and the caregivers can actually partake in the physical activities, which might encourage the children as well. So you could actually make it a fun group thing, for instance, which then motivates children a little more to get involved.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.